Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Illegal migration or racist motives. In a tragic accident that adds to the many tragedies the Ummah is witnessing, a boat carrying migrants who set off from Turkey to Italy, hoping for a safe and dignified life, sank. Death preceded them, and more than 65 people drowned, including about 12 children and infants, out of 200 people. The reactions to the incident show the greatness of the tragedy that befell the Ummah 102 years ago in such days. Since the destruction of our state, the Islamic Khilafah, Caliphate, we have become like orphans at the tables of ignoble people. Our lives, blood and honour are of no value. Our lands are permissible for our enemy to attack us in the heart of our home, and there is no imam who we can fight and protect ourselves behind him. Our country is no more welcoming. There is no security, no care, no dignity, not even the lowest level of decent living. A Muslim flees with his family, hoping to find a country where he lives in dignity, but to no avail. You are a Muslim from the third world, therefore you are doomed to be discarded alive and dead. No one moves to take care of you in your life, just as no one rushes to your rescue in accidents and no one regrets your death. This is a world that floods us with slogans of freedom and human rights and forces Muslim rulers to sign international agreements and charters for the rights of children and women and mortgages them in exchange for debts to the World Bank through usurious loans. It is a hypocritical world in which this boat carrying downtrodden people who seek justice and freedom sank. Its whales raced to justify their inaction and competed in hurling accusations at the young fish in the sea of crime so they would come out innocent of the blood of their families that died by drowning. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who was elected last year on a promise to stem the flow of migrants into Italy, expressed, quote-unquote, deep regret about the incident, blaming the deaths on smugglers, quote, "It is inhumane to trade the lives of men, women and children for the price of the ticket they paid for false promises of a safe journey," unquote, she said in a statement. As for the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, he called on countries to do more to help refugees and migrants and said, quote, "As long as criminal gangs control migration routes, drowning incidents will continue," unquote. Would the international system have been content with statements if the migrants were Ukrainians? Would they have contented themselves with monitoring and throwing accusations through press releases to beautify their image and cover the blood of their hands? Muslims today are in dire need of the Khilafah system that protects our lands, preserves its bounties for us and guarantees us a decent life, saving us from the trouble of immigration and the hardship of suffering in this world. The Khalifa, Khalif, is responsible for his flock and he fears that Allah will hold him accountable for them. So he is their shepherd who fears that he will be hard on them and Allah will be hard on him. And all of humanity needs a khilafah that is based on honoring people and preserving the security in a way instead of plundering the people's goods, sucking their blood and then drowning them with false slogans. It is a principled state that carries goodness to the world and its message is to carry Islam to all people so that they worship Allah as He wants. It does not act according to an interest and does not proceed from a racist standpoint towards people. It is guided by the words of the Lord of the worlds. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ. And if anyone from the polytheists asks for your protection, O Prophet, grant it to them so they may hear the word of Allah, then escort them to a place of safety. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 6. Even the polytheists fighting, our Lord commanded us to protect them if they sought refuge in us and to deliver them to their place of safety. O Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad with the succession of his path and guidance, for there is no protector, supporter or ruler but you. The paths have been exalted, so take care of us. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.